This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban said today they hope to win international recognition for their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing the diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. A senior member of the Islamist group's cultural commission shared the remarks with VOA, saying the consultations with all Afghan stakeholders on forming what the Taliban promised will be an inclusive Islamic government are ongoing and an announcement will be made soon. Abdul Kahar Balki spoke a week after the Taliban marched into the Afghan capital of Kabul, seizing control of the 33 of the country's 34 provinces. Leaders from the G7 group of democratic nations are meeting today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's August 31st deadline to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. Well, the Taliban have rejected any extension of the deadline, as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Taliban spokesman says there can be no extensions for U.S. evacuations in Afghanistan. Zabihullah Mujahid says the U.S. must complete its evacuation of people from Afghanistan by the August 31 date the Biden administration set for the withdrawal of all American troops. Mujahid adds his group will accept no extensions to that deadline. He says life is returning to normal in the country, but chaos at the airport remains a problem. Many Afghans are desperate to flee the Taliban takeover of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House said early today that in the last 24 hours, another 21,600 people have been evacuated. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign minister said on Tuesday that an inclusive political settlement is the best way forward for peace and stability in Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. According to the foreign ministry's statement, Shah Mahmoud Qureshi made the remarks in a phone call with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, about the situation in Afghanistan. It said Qureshi informed Lavrov about the Pakistan's outreach to regional countries for consultations on the challenges arising out of developments in Afghanistan. The statement quoted Qureshi as also saying that Pakistan is facilitating the evacuation of foreigners stranded in Afghanistan. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said today that China continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea.
These unlawful claims have been rejected by the 2018 arbitral tribunal decision. And Beijing's actions continue to undermine the rules-based order and threaten the sovereignty of nations. The United States stands with our allies and partners in the face of these threats.
Speaking during a visit to Singapore, she is there for a whirlwind tour. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has made countering Chinese influence a key part of his foreign policy. Officials in Senegal say the former president of Chad, Hissène Habré, has died while serving a life sentence for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Habré's eight-year rule of Chad from 1982 to 1990 was marked by a brutal crackdown on dissent in which more than 40,000 people were killed and some 200,000 others tortured, according to investigators. Well, President Biden urged Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus to get their shots after the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. drug regulator on Monday granted full approval to the vaccine, making it the first to secure such Food and Drug Administration validation as a health authority struggled to win over vaccine skeptics during a relentless pandemic. Biden also prodded the private sector to tighten vaccine requirements for employees in line with those Biden has imposed on federal employees, many of whom must now choose between vaccination and frequent testing. And one of the notorious Arellano Felix brothers was deported from the United States back to Mexico after serving most of a 15-year prison sentence. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.